Not really, because the hearing was so much better. It was like wow. It was kind of like night and day when you walked out of there. It was like, I can hear a lot better. And my doctor buddy's like, yeah, everybody really should have that done, whether they think they need it done or not. Everybody should have that done like once or twice in their life at least.
Yeah, it's really annoying when you just get a little tiny speck of that wax filled up and it actually causes your ear to hurt just because of the way it attached itself. I had to go in and get to the ENT and I was complaining. And she go in there and she just found a little tiny speck. She said, there's nothing in here really that should be bothering you. And the second she got it out of there, I was feeling 100% better. And I said, that might to you, but that was a thorn.
Penetrating Genesee County like no.
Yeah, for some people it's the way they use their Q-tips or whatever when they're cleaning their ears out themselves regularly. Some people can tend to impact it more and kind of make it worse, not getting stuff out. Your guy showed me, you know, when you're using your Q-tips, you want to do this, you don't want to do that. You know, he kind of showed me a technique to lessen the effect over time, but who knows? I tried to implement it. We'll see. I know my hearing's been getting worse. Maybe I need to go have that done again.
I have a question for you. How's your take on wind chimes? You like them or hate them?